What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
An insider's look at the National Football League.
That's a W. How many of you want to eat a W tonight?
Time for NFL Lunch.
Cooked you a turducken. There it is.
He's probably a Popeye's biscuit away from being a tight end.
Sponsored by Ruth's Chris Steakhouse with Vinny and Haney on Sports Radio. 105.7 The Fan.
Big, he's rangy, he's got long arms, he's high cut, he can really move. You know, he moves his feet really well. And then the other thing is you see how young he is. I mean, I guess I look at that frame and you say, man, we can grow so much into that.
That's Ravens head coach John Harbaugh out there at OTA's minicamp talking about fifth-round draft pick Carson Vinson, who's out of Alabama A&M, offensive tackle. And, you know, look at his measurables, Vinny. Big dude.
He is, Bob, and he goes out there with the second team all the time, and he's been playing a lot of left tackle out there. But, yeah, Carson Vinson, like you said, Alabama A&M, 6'7 and 1/8, 314 pounds, ran 5'1'2, which is excellent for that size. 34.5-inch arms. So like Harb said, he's got really long arms. You know, both he and Emory Jones, long arms and big hands, 10.25 hands. He's got big old hands, 28.5 vertical jump. Now, in 2020, played in three games in the spring with COVID. 2021, he started 10 games at left tackle. 2022, started 11 games at left tackle. 2023, started 11 games at left tackle. 2024, first team all SWAC, started 12 games at left tackle. So being a young guy, Bob, he age-wise, not that young. Played in the Senior Bowl. Now, his strengths, he's got size, he's got arm length. He's got a quick pass set. He got better each day at the Senior Bowl, showed some nasty, good athlete, has some quicks off the line of scrimmage, he can bend his knees, and he gives effort. Weaknesses, no punch and pass, he'll lunge and reach and pass, raw, will get driven and pass, struggled versus power rushers, will need to get stronger, needs more punch and explosion in the run game. Quick pass set. He'll lunge and miss and pass. Really struggled in pass in the Senior Bowl game. Struggled with redirect in pass. In summary, I says, Carson, he's got good height, arm length. He's extremely raw in the pass game. Really struggled in the Senior Bowl and pass pro. This is a project with developmental traits. And, you know, I mean, if he if he had to come into a game, watching that Senior Bowl game, if he had to come into a game, that would be, you wouldn't want Lamar in there. You definitely would not want Lamar in there if he had to come in. And we'll see how he progresses, Bob. I mean, because when they get the pads on, because I even saw, like, out at OTA practices and stuff, I mean, anchor-wise, he not there. Strength-wise, lower body. He is a project. And I don't know, you know, with a project, do you keep him on the 53? Or, you know, can you get him through and put him on the practice squad? You know, I mean, that'll be dependent on how he does in the preseason games. Because he'll play a ton. And if he looks halfway decent, then they're going to have to keep him. Because otherwise, somebody else is going to pick him up. Now, you know, if he can develop, he's got skills to develop. We'll see. I mean, Bob, we're not going to know about him for another year or so.
Of this class, 2025 for Eric DaCosta and the Ravens, how many locks do you see and how many bubble guys? I mean, is Vincent a bubble guy? I mean, we can get into Wester and all these guys. How many could be in danger of not even making it through the training camp preseason part of their Ravens career here?
I would say with the O-line, Bob, we got to see him in pads. And Eric, I mean, if you're taking 11 draft picks, you're not going to cut seven of them. That's not their style.
Right.
So they're going to find a way to keep these guys. But, you know, can you hide Vincent on your 53? You know, I mean, that's going to be tough with the talented guys, you know, because they have such a talented roster. How many guys can you, you know, hide on your roster that probably need development time and stuff? That's what the practice squad is for. But can you get them to the practice squad? That's the key thing. I mean, Bob, to your question, Starks, definitely. And Green, definitely. Loop.
He better be on the team.
Yeah. And I think Kone, the corner, I think Kone's on the team. Buchanan will be on the team.
Peebles.
Yep. Emory Jones, well, he's hurt, so I don't have a clue. You know, but a third-round pick, you're not cutting a third-round pick.
Longer beam, Dellinger.
Practice squad. Both those guys, practice squad. Wester, he's either going to be practice squad, Bob, or he's going to be the punt returner. I don't think there's any in-between with him. You know, I mean, if he does well in the practices and in the practice games and in the preseason games, yeah. So we'll see with him.
NFL Lunch, Biddy at 81.057. The Fan talks some NFL with Ryan Wilson coming up after the break. We were talking about this yesterday. Darren Waller came out of retirement, was traded by the Giants to the Dolphins, now 32 years old. Remember, the Ravens drafted him out of Georgia Tech.
Yep.
Many, many years ago. Waller sat out of all of 2024, but he came out of retirement, said he only wanted to play for the Miami Dolphins. So here he is, Dolphins tight end room, pardon me, is unlike the Ravens, which is thick and filled with talent. Theirs is thin, filled with question marks. And I guess, after missing an entire season and he had an injury plague, 23 with the Giants, he's got to be a question mark here, too. I mean, how much football's left in that thing?
Well, Bob, plus the other thing, he's been rapping, you know, and how much sprinting and lifting and stuff are you doing if you're rapping? So he was a hell of an athlete. He was a hell of an athlete.
Sure.
You know, so we'll see. I mean, they couldn't work him out because he was property of them. So it'll be interesting to see a camp. Like if he tweaks a hammy or does something like that.
Jerry Dulac, Pittsburgh Post-Gazette. We talked about this earlier. T.J. Watt wants to be the highest paid non-quarterback in the NFL. That distinction goes to Ja'Marr Chase right now, over 40 mil with the Cincinnati Bengals. Myles Garrett gets almost $89 million in guaranteed money. The teams have been inquiring about T.J. Watt. We'll talk about this with Ryan in a few minutes, but it doesn't appear as though Pittsburgh's going to get rid of him. But, I mean, could this thing... I mean, training camp's just in a couple of weeks. You don't want him disgruntled and holding out because you're chasing a lot of teams in your division and definitely in the AFC, which is loaded.
Yeah, their first day of practice, I think, also is the 23rd. Full squad practice the 23rd. You would expect something to be done in the next, what is that, 3 weeks? I would expect it to be done.
But does he get what he's asking for?
No, he will not get what he... Because if he was going to get what he was asking for, it would already be done. So I'm guessing it's going to be something beginning with a 3.
When we come back, we'll talk NFL with Ryan Wilson from CBSSports.com, and then we'll have your American League East report, and then another funhouse trip with Nolan McGraw before we get to Inside Access coming up here at 2 o'clock. It's Woman Crush Wednesday, Vinny Haney, and Quick Draw.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Here on The Fan. 3 weeks away. That's right. Training Camp 2025 starts in 3 weeks, July 23rd. Here to talk about that, the power that is the AFC North, maybe the sneaky good division, if there is one, here in 2025. CBSSports.com. He's on the Window Nation guest hotline. Let's welcome in our friend Ryan Wilson. Ryan, what's up?
How about that? A little trade action on June 30th. God forbid we take a break from football for 15 minutes.
How about that? I mean, I know these mock drafts are something that you're all consumed with for 2026, because I've actually been seeing those popping up on news feeds. But anyway, a trade, pretty significant one as well. Minka Fitzpatrick goes back to the team that drafted him. Jalen Ramsey goes to the Steelers. Jonnu Smith goes as well. You got draft picks. You got money's changing around. I mean, you know, on the surface, the trade favors who? And in the long term, who might have a financial advantage when it's all said and done?
Yeah, the Dolphins have the financial advantage because they're not paying much of Jalen Ramsey's deal, but he doesn't have a lot left on guaranteed after this season, I think. But in terms of how the trade went down, I don't know if you guys are like I was. I see the news break, and Jalen Ramsey breaks the news himself. And I'm like, okay, Jalen Ramsey to the Steelers. I'm sure it cost them probably a day two pick, and they're paying the salary. I can live with that. And then 15 minutes later, I see the details come in full, and it was Jonnu Smith, and they need tight end help. Donald Parham towards Achilles a few weeks ago. And then Minka going the other way. And I'm like, okay, well, that seems to even out this trade. So maybe it's a slight advantage, ever so slight, for the Steelers. You're getting two players, 1.5 to 2 starters. Jonnu Smith's going to see a lot of time at tight end because Arthur Smith uses 3 tight ends more than any team in the NFL. And Jalen Ramsey might be 30 years old, but he upgrades that secondary and allows Joey Porter Jr. not to have to be the number one. And Steelers fans will tell you, and probably wrongly, that Minka isn't the player he was when he arrived. And he still makes a lot of plays. He's still one of the smartest players on the field. He has not been productive on the stat sheet as he was previously. And maybe Steelers fans are okay with the tenor of this deal. And I think it makes them slightly better, and it gives you some offensive help. At the end of the day, I mean, here's the funny thing when we see these big trades. If I had said to you 5 years ago the Steelers in 2025 are going to have Aaron Rodgers, DK Metcalf, and Jalen Ramsey, you would imagine them Super Bowl winners. Instead, they could be the 3rd best team in that division.
Hey, Ryan, what do you think is going to happen with T.J. Watt?
I don't think he's going anywhere. I haven't heard that he's any more disgruntled than any other player looking to get paid. Like, I'd imagine he's probably the same place mentally that Myles Garrett was when Myles Garrett made his demands up to either trade me or pay me, and the Browns paid him. I don't think this is a Trey Henderson situation where it seems like the Bengals can't get out of their own way. I think it's just a matter of making this happen. And if I had to guess, I would imagine the Steelers get this done before – we've talked about this – before the Cowboys and Micah get their thing done, and they'll just cost Jerry Jones a few more bucks because he seems to be slow on these things. But I suppose there's a conversation to be had that if you're semi blowing this thing up, you could part ways with TJ. And if you're I laugh because I tell myself I won't talk about this player, but I can't not talk about him. If you're interested in Arch Manning and you need a piece to move up a little bit and he comes out next year, and I don't know that he will, you know, there's no better piece than TJ Watt. So since Big Ben was drafted in 04, the Steelers have typically drafted around 22 in the first round. And you're just not getting a franchise quarterback there. So they're going to have to make some moves, whether TJ Watt's on the team or not.
Hey, Ryan, I don't know what you've heard about, Aaron Rodgers. I heard he looked really good at camp. Ball never hit the ground. You know, he doesn't move like he did at one point, but he threw the ball extremely well.
Benny, you know better than I do that you better play well in the shorts and T-shirts portion of the summer workouts, because if not, then you've got some real concerns. But I suppose it's encouraging. And the other thing that I keep coming back to is that this Arthur Smith offense can look similar to the success that Aaron had with Matt LaFleur when they were on the same page. The other thing is, on paper, the offensive line is going to be younger, but it should be more consistent. They're going to get their right tackle back, Troy Fautanu, who didn't play last year, the former first-round pick. And you would think Broderick Jones might be a little bit more comfortable on the left side. The interior should be set. And then if the run game hits with Caleb Johnson, who they draft in the 3rd round, who's a wide-zone guy coming out of Iowa, I think that takes some of the pressure off of Aaron. Now, Jonnu Smith and Pat Freiermuth are going to help, but they don't have a number 2 receiver. And we saw that the different pages that Geno Smith and DK Metcalf were on in Seattle. And if I had to guess, and I haven't asked anyone, but I would imagine it was more DK not doing what he's supposed to do instead of Geno being where he was supposed to be with the football. So they got to get that sorted out as well. But again, I think this team's going to win. Like a Mike Tomlin 10-game type situation, maybe go to the playoffs, lose in the first round. And then you have to ask yourself, are you going to finally make a move for a franchise quarterback literally 22 years after you drafted Big Ben?
Hey, Ryan, when do you think Cleveland will narrow down, you know, from 4? Because they can't be given, you know, 4 quarterbacks reps, you know, when they start practicing a couple weeks.
Right. And one was a 3rd-round pick, the other was a 5th-round pick. And then maybe Joe Flacco doesn't need as much in terms of reps because he's seen this movie, you know, 19 previous preseasons. And, you know, Kenny Pickett said when they acquired him that he was going to be given every opportunity to start. It feels like a situation, Benny, once we get to training camp and teams are thinking about backup situations, there might be a trade for someone like a Kenny Pickett. And it does feel like Kenny's going to be the odd man out. I can't imagine, unless he sets the training camp on fire and it's just a clear-cut starter, that there would be a reason to keep him on the roster with 2 rookies and a veteran in Joe Flacco. And I've been saying this pretty much since the draft. I imagine whoever the three quarterbacks are all going to start at some point next season, whether through injury or just inconsistency. But I would imagine Kenny Pickett, odd man out. And I'm guessing when you start moving puzzle pieces around, I don't know if it'll be early in training camp. Usually there's an injury or right before the roster cutdowns. But I think Kenny Pickett might be the guy to get moved.
Hey, Ryan, I mean, you did the draft and stuff this past year. You watched all the film on those guys. Mike Green, I mean, Bob and I have both said, good chance this kid can get 8 sacks for the Ravens this year. Your opinion?
Yeah, 100%. He was my number 2 rated edge rusher after Abdul Carter. And, you know, the off-field stuff had him fall a little bit. And, you know, he can sort that out with the proper people involved in that. But in terms of on the field, no one played with a higher motor 60 snaps a game than Mike Green did last season. And he did it at Marshall. Now, he had to leave UVA to go to Marshall to do it. But we talked to him at the Senior Bowl before he commented on the off-field concerns. And that dude was all about ball. He was laser-focused, very soft-spoken, and first impressions were good for me. But I also got a chance to watch the way he played that Ohio State game, for example. And he reminded me a lot of Will Anderson Jr. in terms of the size and the ferocity with which he played. And I think I told you guys this after the draft. I felt like athletically he's not far off from Ajabo or Owe. He's just further along as a pass rusher than those insane athletes were when they came out and were drafted. And I think, to your point, 8 sacks, if you gave me the over-under at 7.5, I think I would take the over and feel pretty good about it.
Now, Ryan, I just did, you know, my report on Emory Jones Jr. because we hadn't seen him yet. What did you think of him coming out? And did you know that his shoulder was hurt, and is that why he went to third round?
I didn't know that, but that makes me feel better because there was a lot of buzz about him a year ago, last summer, and I watched him, and I just never saw what I was expecting to see. There were glimpses of it. I mean, that schedule they ran, it was a gauntlet. You know, Texas A&M, South Carolina, those teams they had to play. And he's a good athlete. It just felt like he was a waistbender a lot and was not in balance as much as I would have liked to have seen him be. And I thought, well, maybe he just has to move inside. I'm not sure where he's working out or will work out for the Ravens, but he has right tackle athleticism and size, and I think his arms are plenty long enough. Rosengarten's going to be that guy, but if you have an opportunity to move him inside, I think that Emory Jones could have success there as well. And the shoulder injury is interesting because I think – he was a day 2 guy, I believe.
Third round.
Third round. So he could have gone 20, 30 picks higher had he been healthy and played the way that we all sort of expected him to play last summer.
Ryan Wilson, CBSSports.com. Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. Last thing for you, Ryan. In the AFC, not going to go worst to first, but best team or team with the best chance to go from last place to the playoffs. Patriots, Browns, Titans, Raiders.
I think I'm going to have to go with the Patriots. Like, I feel really good about this Patriots team because of Mike Vrabel, in part because Drake May played so well last year, exceeded my expectations, and the defense is actually going to be better. I think this team is going to have an edge. They're not going to make the dumb mistakes they were making last year. And if you told me they won 9 games and got to the wild card, I would believe it. They might end up being the number 2 team in that division ahead of Miami, who always seems to have questions once the weather turns cold.
Is Arch Manning going to leave after next year?
That would
I hope
the brothers
you do.
or the yeah the it's not a Manning thing to do that though.
Right. I hope he comes back because I don't want to have it'll be a Tim Tebow, Johnny Manziel sort of media hype situation, and then we're going to critique every single pass this kid makes. I think he's going to be good. Who knows if he's going to be as good as his uncles because they're Hall of Famers, but he has an edge to him. He's a better athlete. He has a bigger arm. And he's been coached by, you know, 4 guys who played Division I football, 2 guys of Hall of Famers, and his grandfather was, I think, the 2nd overall pick back in the day as well. So hopefully he comes back and just gives us something to talk about in 2027. But who knows, man? If they win the national title, he wins the Heisman, why would he return?
He's Ryan Wilson, CBSSports.com. Ryan, always great to talk to you. Have a great 4th of July weekend, and we'll talk to you next week.
Happy 4th, guys.
Thanks, Ryan.
There he is, Ryan Wilson. We'll come back. American League East Report. Talk about what happened last night in the division, what's happening today, and an updated look at the standings, and then another funhouse trip with Nolan McGraw before Inside Access takes over here on this Woman Crush Wednesday, 105.7 The Fan.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Yankees, Boston, Toronto.
A closer look at the AL East with Vinny and Haney. 105.7 The Fan.
All right, time for the American League East report. Orioles last night, as we've talked about a lot here on this Woman Crush Wednesday, 10-2, taking on the chin at the hands of the Texas Rangers as they break out the whipping stick. So Osuna hit his first career home run, so congratulations to him. A two-run shot. And then you've got old Adolis Garcia driving in four runs. Remember, he hit that three-run bomb that tied it in extras the other night, was dancing around like he just won Game 7 of the World Series. He didn't. Wound up losing the game. But still, he made the Orioles pay. They were 6-for-21 with runners in scoring position. So ducks on the pond, as they say, in Texas last night. Jacob DeGrom, he goes 6 strong for his 9th win. And old Lats, who was almost no-hitting the Orioles last week, pitched in relief. And he got himself a 3-inning save. Brandon Young for the Birds, 4 innings pitched. 6 hits, 71 pitches. Nolan, real quick, any problem with the hook? Jim Hutter don't like the Hider hook, even if Hider's not the one delivering the hook.
I mean, not really.
Yeah,
you know, and again, it's another one of those cases, we've said it a lot this year, where looking at the final score and the end result of the game, what does it really matter? I mean, you know, he get a couple more outs out of him. Is that going to change things dramatically enough for Bowman and the rest of the guys? I don't know.
Yeah, Bowman got rocked. By the way, 71 pitches, 43 were strikes, so he's throwing a lot of balls. But at least Soto got pulled before 30 pitches, as Manzolino said. He might have 4 left in him if they need him today.
Well, Vasquez is a machine. Yeah. I saw over the weekend, what was it, Saturday, he got like 3 ground into a double plays. I mean,
yeah, he got a ribby the other night. He's got the lowest earned run average. He's Kelly Leak. He's our Shohei Ohtani. Vasquez for the Orioles, but the Birds trying to win the rubber match, and you heard Jim Hutter say last hour, Orioles have not been good at that. Now 4-10 after winning on Sunday against the Tampa Bay Rays. Orioles 37-48, 18-26 on the road. Tomo Sugano 6-4 with a 4.06. Taking on the Texas Rangers 42-44. They're 25-19 at home. Nathan Eovaldi is on the hill, right-hander, 4-3 with a .187. He's given the Orioles problems in the past because he can be a problematic guy. to deal with. Scores that are happening today before we get to last night. A's 2-1 over the Rays, middle of the sixth, down in Tampa. Pirates 1-0 over the Cardinals, bottom four in Pittsburgh. Up in Philly, Padres 2-0 over the Phillies, bottom of the second inning. Right down the road in D.C., top of the second inning. Tigers already up 6-0 over the Nationals. Up in New York, we talked about the Mets. Top two there. Brewers lead a 1-0. So that's some of the action happening as we speak here in Major League Baseball. And coming up at 2:30, renewal of a suspended game from last night where Boston taking on the Cincinnati Reds at Fenway Park. And they will play again tonight coming up at 7:10. But last night in the division, Toronto taking on the Yankees. It was Canada Day. Mm-hmm. And old George Springer was like, oh, Canada for sure.
And a high fly ball to left center field. It's going and it is gone.
Sportsnet on the call. George Springer, two home runs on the afternoon, including a grand slam. He drove in seven. Andres Jimenez, he had a three-run jack, too. It was a close game, but the Blue Jays put eight runs up in the seventh and eighth inning, and they pull away to beat the Yankees 12-5. We talk about the A's right now, 2-1 over the Rays as we speak. But last night, Rays, A's in Tampa. You got free baseball. Unfortunately for the home team, didn't work out well for them.
Winner takes off away from first, and a fly ball into left. Caballero sets up to make the catch. Here's the tag at third. And the runner scores. Runner headed up to second, and the toss there is high into center. He's going to try to score, and the throw is going to be in time. He is out at the plate. Dice held on to that ball.
Well, wins with a sack fly, and you heard a lot of a mayhem ensued after that. Dwayne Stats, FanDuel on the call. The A's 4-3 in 10. Shea Langeliers and Max Muncy. Can you believe there are two Max Muncys in baseball?
No.
It's like Oklahoma City's got two Jalen Williams on the team. That's a wild, wacky stuff we live in nowadays. Miller picks up the 17th save. As we said, it's Boston Cincy, 2:30, then 7:10. Yankees and Toronto, they've got another game coming up at 7:07. Standings update, American League East and beyond right now as we go into today's action. Blue Jays are only a game out of first.
Saw that.
Telling you, the Orioles next year are going to be the Blue Jays of this year. Unfortunately, the Orioles of this year are going to be the Blue Jays of last year, where they sucked, didn't make the playoffs. But they're a game out. Tampa's game and a half. Boston, as bad as they've been, they're only 6.5 out of the division. Detroit, woo! Boy, this thing got pear-shaped quick. They're up 12.
Wow.
Over Cleveland, 13 over the Twins, who have lost three in a row. Boy, they've been brutal since that 13-game winning streak. Kansas City, hey, say what you will about the Orioles. Remember, this is going to be Kansas City's bust-out year. They're in fourth place. They're six games below 500. They're 13.5 out of first. Astros now seven games up on the Mariners in the West. Seattle's 8.5. Texas 9.5. Phillies two games up on the Mets. Marlins have won eight in a row. The Marlins have passed the Braves.
Wow.
Braves are 11.5 out. Nationals bringing up the rear. Cubbies are 2.5 up on the Brewers. Cardinals 4 back. Reds 6 back. And out west, all of a sudden, Dodgers 8 games up on the Padres. 9 games up on the Giants. 10.5 up on Arizona. And if the playoffs started today, which they don't, wild cards would be Toronto, Tampa, and Seattle. Angels are only 1.5. Texas 2.5. Boston 2.5. Cleveland 3, Minnesota 4, Kansas City, we just ragged on them. They're 4.5 out of the wild card. What do they all have in common? They're all ahead of the Orioles, who are 7 out. And then in the National League, it's the Mets, Brewers, Cardinals, Padres, who are now up 5-0 over the Phillies. They're just a half a game off the pace there. So stick a fork in the A's, White Sox, I guess, Pirates, Nats, and Rockies. Everyone else hoping and maybe thinking that good luck and good fortune will come their way. When we come back, good fortune's coming your way. How's that? It's a fun house trip with Nolan McGraw, and then Inside Access takes over at 2, followed by BBT here on 105.7 The Fan.
Quick Draws Funhouse.
Sponsored by the Smile Design Center. Changing the way you feel about dentistry one smile at a time. For information or to schedule an appointment for care, visit them today at smiledesigndoctor.com.
105.7 The Fan.
All right, let's see. We'll start with the Ravens. This texter says, disappointing that the Ravens have had so many recent prominent picks that essentially end up redshirting their rookie year because they're injured coming into camp. Ajabo, Isaac last year, now Jones Jr. If they were later round guys like a Voorhees, it's no big deal. But early rounds, third rounders for Isaac and Jones Jr., Ajabo, a second rounder.
Well, the reason they got Ajabo was because of that. You know, when you're a good team, like the Ravens are, you can afford to wait on a guy like that because you don't need him to come in and play right away. Like, you know, I mean, if you're one of the picking in the top 10 or whatever, and your third rounder's got to come in and play, your second rounder's got to come in and play, so you can't afford to have a guy sit.
But this year, he better do something.
Oh, Ajabo? I mean,
this is got a steal in the second round.
Off the pot.
Right.
Elsewhere in the division, texter here says, please get T.J. Watt out of the AFC North. One of the few Steelers players that actually scares me as an opposing fan. Pittsburgh would be foolish not to give him what he wants. He's on a different level, makes everyone else around him in the pass rush department better. They might like their depth, but it's not the same without him.
I totally agree, 100%. I mean, you got a game plan. I mean, how much better was it for the Ravens? Remember when he was kind of hurt when they played, and you know he wasn't that effective with them. So yeah, I agree. I mean, you'd love him out of the division, and Pittsburgh's too smart to do that.
This texter here says, my issue with Orioles' potential trades is I don't think anyone's willing to trade what the O's need most, which is immediate impact starting pitching. You could get some prospects who are a year or so away that could help you in pitching, but I don't think the Orioles are in position to wait. Maybe I'm wrong, but I'm skeptical about returns.
And keep in mind, too, that the Orioles aren't the only team that needs instant impact starting pitching, and contenders are going to be flocking to that sort of thing. I thought they should have been all in on Crochet. They obviously weren't. Boston was, and you know, the White Sox got a nice little haul for him, but Crochet's lived up to everything the Red Sox had hoped he would be, and then some. But the return to health of some of the Orioles' banged-up guys could be encouraging, but they still need to add at least another starter or two in the offseason, whether it's via trade or, you know, David Rubenstein taking, I'm sure he's got an expensive pen and writing a big old fat check to one, which comes the injury risk.
And, Bob, like, how much confidence do you have that Rodriguez is not going to need surgery?
For the lat? Because he swears it's not his elbow, it's not his shoulder, it's his lat. I mean, that's three times that thing's kind of got him and cost him significant time. Confident he won't get surgery? Relatively confident. Confident he'll make 30 starts ever in his career in a season? Not so much.
Might get surgery, it just might not be for this.
Yeah,
it's
right.
Going to be something else.
You've got a hangnail or something.
If this is just suddenly going to stop all of a sudden, like the injury thing for him, I just...
Because if he tweaks to prevent this, then the arm stuff, I mean, you're changing your delivery. Because when he lost that velo in spring training, because I vividly remember you saying, Grayson went 3, and then they pulled him after whatever. And you're like, wait a minute, he was throwing 98, then his last pitch was like 90. Well, that's a bad sign, and he hasn't thrown a pitch yet.
Well, apparently he was tweaking already, and that's why some people think that that's already what got us here in the first place.
Wasn't he saying he wasn't going max effort? I'm not max efforting now.
I mean, in theory, that's not bad.
Right.
I mean, we seem to think the max effort stuff is leading to the Tommy John and all the UCL stuff. So yeah.
Max effort might be their best pitcher in the offseason.
There's a no-win situation, it sounds like.
And that's why getting all the hammies, too, of max effort.
Yeah, Mateo, by the way, I don't know if you saw
3 months?
8 to 12 weeks.
Yeah.
That guy can't get a break.
Last text of the day. This one says, I'm starting to worry about Sagano. Really shaky in July. Not going deep in his outings either. Is it possible he's running out of gas? At the very least, can you get us to the deadline so he can maybe flip him?
Well, I think that might be a big plan for Mike Elias, too, and they're trying to handle him appropriately. I mean, he's pitching on 6 days rest, and he's going up against Eovaldi, so he's going to have to bring his A game because Eovaldi usually does. Yeah, you want to see him pitch well, as we say with everybody, Eflin Morton, because it makes the Orioles better, improves their trade value, and if you could get something for a guy who's in a one-year deal at 35, 36 years old, that, hey, a bag of double-A baseballs that could grow into something, a magic bean, you'll take it. That's it for us. Inside Access coming up next, followed by Baltimore baseball tonight against Steve Molesky. We'll be in for the Bobster tomorrow. I'll talk to you next Tuesday. For Nola McGraw, Vinny Serrato, I'm Bob Haney. Stay safe. Stay healthy. Talk to you in the morning. For now, class dismissed.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply. Okay.